This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
Well, welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Didier Nicholas, and I'm here joined with Kent Keppel with Floor Coverings International. Did I say that right?
You did. Yep, that's right.
So I get five stars for that.
Exactly. Well,
thank you, Ken, for joining joining our podcast here. So, and I want to know a little bit. Tell our listeners a little bit about your business.
Well, Floor Coverings International. A lot of people haven't heard of us, but we've been around for almost 40 years now. We're a franchise. We're based in the U.S. and Canada. That's where the international comes from. We have almost 300 franchises now throughout the states and Canada. Wow. Here in Florida, we're getting close to probably around 35 to 40 here in Florida now. When I started 10 years ago, there were only five of us in Florida. So we've grown quite a bit. But we're a franchise. We're owned by First Service Brands, and people may recognize some of our sister companies like California Closets, Certapro Painter, Paul Davis Restoration, Pilliter Post Inspection, just to name a few, all in the home improvement market.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So how'd you get involved in it? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, I did human resources work for about 27 years. I was actually the head of human resources for Wyndham Vacation Ownership here in Orlando. During that 2009-2010 credit crisis that went off, I lost my job and I went to work at a college for a little while. Didn't particularly like that. I came back and worked for a benefit consulting company, which was a small business. I did that for about 3 years, and then they sold that. And I was like, well, I'm tired of everyone controlling my destiny. So I started looking for different businesses that I could buy. And I narrowed it down to about three. And Floor Coverings International just really had the things that I was looking for, the support from a franchisor that was really great. A good line of products. It's a mobile solution. So we don't necessarily have a brick and mortar. We do have a warehouse, but our model is we have vans that have over 3,000 products in them, and we bring them right to your house so we can show them in your house. You don't have to go to a store, get some samples, take them to your house, look at them, see if you like them. If you don't like them, you take them back. We take that whole piece out of it. So for me, it was a good opportunity to start my own business with a franchise.
I like that. And so you said you have over 3,000 products that you can share with customers, and you actually go to them and not have that showroom, but you're able to do that one-on-one with them, correct, at their home?
Correct. Yep, exactly.
That's a pretty interesting concept. So yeah. What are some of the myths, or how would I say this, misconceptions about your industry as a whole? Are there any out there?
Well, yeah, I mean, probably the biggest thing that I hear all the time is they think that installing flooring is really easy. Some products are easier than others, but a lot of times we go back into homes where a homeowner's hired a handyman to come in and install electric vinyl flooring, for example, or maybe a hardwood flooring or even tile. And sometimes you get handymen that are pretty good at that, but for the most part, they're not. And I can't even tell you how many homes we've had to go into, literally tear up all the floor and reinstall it the correct way. In fact, we just did one last week where a son-in-law was kind of a handyman, decided he could do all the luxury vinyl flooring, and it was a mess. So a lot of times with us, we have different installers for different types of flooring. So if you're getting carpet, you're going to have one team. If you're getting hardwood, you're getting another team. If you're getting tile, it's completely another team. So they specialize not only in flooring, but they specialize in the type of flooring that they install. And I think a lot of times people think, well, this is easy. It's a DIY. It can be, but boy, there's a lot of rules that you want to pay attention to, especially with our environment, because we're on a cement floor here in Florida, and you get some moisture coming up through that cement floor. You don't have the proper underlayment, the proper leveling. You can start to have issues with your flooring, especially the hard surfaces.
So sometimes trying to cut corners, even though you think you can do it, is actually going to cost you more in the long run. Basically.
In the long run, yep.
Unless,
yep. The lady with the son-in-law, it cost her $3,000 more than what she was planning on, because it would have been a lot cheaper, but we'd had to go back and tear up her whole floor again and relay it. And so she's like, I should have just gone with you the first time.
And I'm sure there's so many different new products that are coming on the market daily or every month, yearly, right? That's always being introduced, because I remember back in the day, laminate was the thing. And then they came in with this water resistance, even though laminate does have water resistance, some of its products or feet, right, that they have sample, whatever. But vinyl plank is now seem like it's taken over, and it looks so awesome.
Yeah, vinyl's got an interesting history. You know, I grew up with linoleum, mm-hmm. and my mom used to have to wax it and strip it and wax it and strip mm-hmm. it. But it was very durable. And then that got replaced by sheet vinyl, which was also very durable, but it was a softer material. You dropped a knife, a lot of times it'd make a mark in the vinyl. Mm-hmm. So laminate was a great alternative to that, because it had a real good wood look to it. It clicked and locked, very durable, wouldn't scratch, wouldn't dent. It was very, very durable. But the thing about laminate is it did not like water. And so if you had a flood in your kitchen, or you had a tub runs over or something, laminate wasn't real good. Laminate wasn't really good in bathrooms. It wasn't really good in kitchens. It wasn't really good in laundry rooms. And so luxury vinyl came out and says, how can we solve this? How can we put a vinyl top on top of a laminate type structure to make it so it's waterproof? Well, first of all, they had to change the core of the laminate, because laminate's got a core that doesn't like water. So they changed that to there's a waterproof foam type core, and there's a stone core, both of which are completely waterproof. And then they found a way to put the vinyl on top. So you have that luxury vinyl that's a completely waterproof. I mean, you can throw it in a pool, then pull it out, dry it, put it back on your floor. Now, the interesting thing is laminate now actually has a few products out there that are actually waterproof laminate. So now it's just like the luxury vinyl. And so we're starting to sell a lot of that because it really has a good wood look to it. But you want to get the waterproof, especially here in Florida.
That is so awesome. I mean, you definitely know your stuff. And explaining it like you do is great. So on another note, what do you like to do for fun? You know, we're all busy. We're in the grind all the time. What do you like to do for fun?
Well, my latest thing is we had our first grandbaby in October.
Oh, congratulations.
So that's a lot of fun going and seeing her and taking her around. I also have a small business that I don't do as much as I used to, but a photography business. So I love to go out and do especially sports photography. That's a lot of fun. If I had to go back and redo my whole life, I would try to be an NFL photographer. That would be the dream. So I've never gotten to that level, but I do enjoy photography quite a bit.
Oh, I love it. And as we're kind of wrapping up here, what's one thing that you want to let our listeners know about your business? One thing that really kind of stands out.
Well, for us, it's customer satisfaction. We're called the Stars of Flooring for a reason. We have across all of our network a 4.9 out of 5 stars. That's for all 300 franchises, which is almost unheard of. We do a thing called NPS, Net Promoter Score, where every customer that comes in contact with us gets a survey. They grade us from 0 to 10, 10 being the best. They're considered a promoter. 0 being they're a detractor. They don't want anything to do with us. And on the whole, in the flooring industry, it runs around 40%. So that's 40% satisfaction. So I always say that means 6 out of 10 mm-hmm. are not very happy with their flooring. We run as a whole system around 88% customer satisfaction. And my that's office impressive. Runs about 93 customer satisfaction. So we're more than double what the industry is. So we're the Stars of Flooring. That's our main tagline. Because we've been recognized as the number one in customer satisfaction for the last 5 years.
I like that, man. Yeah. You're right there on top, which I love. So how can our listeners get a hold of you? Can you provide your website, your phone number, contact phone number?
Yeah, our website, it's FCI, so like Floor Coverings International, FCIWinterGarden.com. It has a link on there that you can go and book an appointment real seamlessly. We also have a phone number that's available 24 hours a day. It's 407-287-4088. And we actually have operators that are available all the time. You can actually hit the button too, and you can book by text. And then once that's booked, we have one of our design associates will come out to your house in a van, show you the products, measure everything. And then one thing about us, we give you a down to the penny price. So we're not going to nickel and dime you. We're not going to come in and say this is $1,000 and then we add $500 onto it by the end of the job. We're going to say this is what it's going to cost to do your job.
So basically what you see is what you get, right?
Exactly. We don't play all the crazy games that a lot of people do.
Well, I want to thank you so much. This has been great to learn more about your business and, you know, sharing this with our listeners as well. So thank you again for your time.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com. Or call 407-783-8320.